as a city council and Ms. Reardon.
As you know, the city has adopted the Uniform Traffic Code that sets forth the essentially the criminal penalty, the criminal statutes regarding traffic violations within the city. Out of that ordinance, certain ones of those have been designated as penalty assessment. And for most of us, we think of it as the tickets that you can sign for in the field, that if you're stopped and cited for them, and the officer can give you the option of just agreeing to the penalty in the field, you don't have to make a court appearance. There, the court will still collect the fee, but you're required to mail it in. Failing to mail it in can result in additional penalties and additional charges against you. But those are the tickets that are kind of the ones that most people think of as the easiest to handle. There was a recent review based on, I think, the increased population and the kind of the additional burdens both on the police department and on the court. There was a request that we review them and determine if penalties should be increased, left the same, and if additional penalties within that code should be named as penalty assessment of offenses. Not every offense within the code is named as a penalty assessment. The police department, the court, and former Judge Whitlock and I met together to go over the list and determine what we thought the penalties should be and if additional crimes should be added to that list. I've attached to the back of my agenda briefing memoranda a list of the changes. The penalties were either left the same or in some cases raised. There's the list. And you can see that we've increased some from 75 to 100. We looked at some of the common offenses, and this includes things like speeding. This includes obeying traffic lights, obeying traffic signs. And for those, for the most part, we either left the same or increased. And as you can see, we increased a number of them. We did also include on penalty assessments some things that had not been there before, one of those being the use of the cell phone. And before, the ordinance had stated it would not be a penalty assessment, but instead go in front of the judge. With this, we've asked to instead make it a penalty assessment. If the behavior that led to the ticket, the failing to stop at the stop sign, the speeding, the use of the cell phone, if it resulted in an accident resulting in injury or death, it would not be a penalty assessment even if it were included on this list. So if the activity results in a serious accident or an accident at all, it doesn't come under this, and that would be handled in front of the judge. At that point, you're not limited to the penalty assessment amount, but the judge can impose the maximum penalties allowed by law, which under the traffic code for most offenses, not including DWI, is a $500 fine and 90 days in jail. With the DWI, we can go up to $999 and up to 179 days in jail. DWI is not on the penalty assessment. I think the other ones you can see that we're adding include, thank you, the obstructed windshield, the sunscreening, the mandatory financial responsibility, which is the insurance requirement, the child passenger restraint, and the mandatory use of seat belts. Those are ones that the officers often issue in the field, and people really don't want to contest them. They feel that, well, yeah, I'm guilty. But right now, they can't just sign from in the field. They have to come into the court, and that increases the workload on the court. So those are ones we thought would be handy to have the ability, especially for out-of-town drivers and tourists and that, who don't want to necessarily stay an extra day and deal with that. With this, they could take care of it in the field, and so long as they mail in their payment, they would not have to come back. Still, if it's a penalty assessment, you still owe some of the mandatory fees, which include, they're set by the state, they're not set by us, and the mandatory fees are for most traffic offenses, or for all traffic offenses, are $29. So in addition to these is the $29 fee. So it's a balancing act. If we set the fees very, very high or the fines very high, people aren't going to sign from in the field. And if we set them too low, it may not be a significant deterrent. So we tried to strike that balance between setting a fee that will encourage obedience in the future and still be a reasonable fee that people would accept in the field. Obviously, for some of these, we did set them at the maximum, and that included, I think, dangerous materials on the roadway, mandatory financial responsibility at $300 is the maximum, et cetera. If you do get a ticket for this, or if someone were to get a ticket for this in the field, they don't have to accept the penalty assessment. If they either feel that they're not guilty or that they want to explain themselves to the judge, they still have the right to say, no, you're no officer. I'll sign the ticket, but I'll just agree to appear and deal with it in front of the judge. So that's kind of the general gist of it. And I don't know if Chief Skinner had anything that he wanted to point out in particular.